Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hard Hits. I'm your host, Derek Felix. This is the Hard Hits Network here in Staten Island, New York City. And we got a very special show for you, actually, tonight. This is a new show that we are debuting. It is called The Sambeezy. And I'm going to bring in the originator of this show, a man that needs no introduction, a man with plenty of emotion and passion. He is the one and only Brian Sanhorn, live and in color in the Lakewood, California area. Welcome back.
First of all, this whole Sambeezy thing. No, that's not. Thank you for having me on. It's not going to be called Sambeezy. It was.
Okay.
It's a concept. That was Wassel interjecting, which was fine. But we're bringing back the anti-ESPN show. It's on its way back.
Okay. Well.
The time
is
now.
Not
now. This is your show now. We're going to set up. Yeah, we're going to set up another day and time. I got to think about what would work. So we'll discuss that off the air. We're just the concept is being put together, and then we'll kind of draw it from there.
It sounds like it's a go for me. I mean, it sounds like a good plan. All right.
Yeah,
well,
definitely. We'll do some beta shows, so to speak. We'll do some dry runs, and we'll see how it goes, and we'll see if we get some callers, and we'll see how the basic premise of the show is going to be. Do you remember the days?
Oh.
I don't care what aisle you stand on for the lies. Okay, whether it's Fox News or MSNBC, aren't you tired of that interjecting its way into our sports talk now?
I don't need it, to be honest. I mean,
no,
I definitely
needs it?
Feel
who,
you.
We get bombarded with tweets, Facebook, Instagram, advertisements, radio shows of politics, which is all fine and dandy. If that's your thing, no problem. But I yearn for the days when we didn't talk about so much emphasis on drama and we talked about actual, hey, let's break down this team versus this team, or let's just make some predictions or do some real stuff that's based on the actual event. Like, that's the kind of stuff we want to do. I don't care who you support in politics. That's your deal. Just leave it out of our show. So that's what we're going to do.
Sounds.
That's it.
I'm all for it. I mean, you know that.
Absolutely.
I mean,
like I said, anybody wants to talk off the air about that, that's fine. But on the show, that stuff's not going to be tolerated. And, it just doesn't go together. It's like calling Fox News or MSNBC to try to talk about the Rangers. It doesn't go well. Right? I mean, or to talk about free agency in football. It just doesn't work. You know, so why would we want it the other way?
I don't want it the other way.
If players don't
political
opinion, that's fine,
way.
But it's not our platform. that's for the talking heads like Stephen A. Smith to cherry pick things and make it his entire show, or Clay Travis, both sides of the
world. We're different.
Let them
we're
do
different.
Whatever they want.
We're different, okay?
Yeah.
Because we are more geared to the fan. We're more geared towards what we want to do, and that's talk sports, and just put it all
and
out
there. You know
there.
What, Derek? This is – you know what the thing is? I'm going to tell you, though. This things are changing, okay? I work with a lot of millennials, okay? So I deal with a lot of people of different opinions. You know, things, you know, there's e-gaming. E-gaming is becoming a big thing. We could talk about that. E-gaming, we'll get into that whole thing later, but that's something that I think UFC, you want to talk UFC? Give me a try. I'll try, right? There's other things going on, too. It's, you know, the days of just, hey, let's just talk baseball are over. You know, I mean, but we're going to, of course, do a lot of hockey. We're going to do football and baseball and basketball. Basketball's coming monster. You know, we're going to do all those things. But, you know what I'm saying, Derek? Like, I want to, you know, we may have a topic about your favorite games of the past, or going, what live events do you like the best, or what tailgates are the best.
See,
but, you know, there's all kinds of things.
This is what I've been trying to do. And our next guest has been kind of basically withdrawn from it because it doesn't appeal to him anymore. So I think you know who our next guest is.
Well, that's an opinion that you share. We'll see if this person agrees or not.
Well, I'll bring him in now. Since he's decided to be part of this monstrosity and atrocity, he is a high roller who likes his poker and likes his nuts and doesn't listen to instructions on easy Yankee bets where we could have split money last year. He is the one and only hometown G himself, John Giannorio. Hi, John.
I swear, you told me to place a bet on the Mets as well, and I didn't place that bet.
I can't believe that you actually thought that, but you know what? It doesn't matter. I just like to say it. Just to bust your chops.
You were right.
As you know.
You were right. Okay, so what am I being accused of? I didn't hear the entire lead in there.
You're not being accused
Derek,
of anything.
Go ahead, because I don't even know what you're being
accused of. No, we're not accusing you of anything. I was just having a little fun at your expense. I saw your number pop up and Derek Felix got all cheery.
I like talking baseball. I don't know if that's the only sport I really care about anymore.
Except if it's the Cubs.
You still like basketball,
no,
right, John?
No,
I mean,
Brian.
Yeah.
I need you to arbitrate this, okay?
Listen to how defensive he gets.
All right, Judge. Hold on. Judge Sanborn is in session. Los Angeles County. 7:38 specific time. Let's hear both sides of the argument.
So I get a video from Derek Felix.
Mm-hmm.
The video says, "Oh, the prospect the Cubs traded for Quintana is amazing." And Derek does his stupid like emoji with shock, right? And I go, you know what?
What?
You know what? No. No, no, I'm not talking about this. And he does not understand why. He doesn't understand why. So was
what's
I just
wrong
not wanting to talk about it?
What is wrong with me just sending you a link of a big home run that the guy hit in spring training? I mean, just so you could
what
see,
was the reason
you know,
you sent me the link?
See the other.
What was the reason?
Look, I mean, it was a good trade for both teams. I just wanted to show you. I just wanted to show you the prospect. He's pretty. He's supposed to be pretty good. I mean, what's the big?
Yeah, I had no idea who he was until I got your bullshit link.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I really don't. I think you do understand.
If you're not listening to the show, you're missing quite a bit already, as the succulence has definitely.
You know what it is? It's just the. You know what it is, John? It's the overjoy that Derek has. Like, we're on the phone the other day. Winnipeg's playing. And he goes, oh, let's see your score. Oh, Joe Armenia, former Sabre, because he was in the Van de Kane trade with the Sabres. Is the best part. It's like, that could have been Patrick Laine, could have been Nikolai Ehlers. No. Once it was, ooh, Tyler Myers. You know, if the player was involved in the deal, the joy level goes up like tenfold. That's my favorite part. Oh, this Cub prospect is amazing.
I get pumped up for prospects. That's who I am. I mean,
No. You get pumped up for prospects that go against our teams. That's who you get pumped up for sometimes, too.
Oh, come on. Like, prospects have always appealed to me. You know this.
I know.
I'm feeling the fever right now. It's what Rob said. If the Buffalo Bills ever won the Super Bowl, you would congratulate him, and then you would immediately say, yeah, but what about all the ones you lost? It's the same idea with this prospect.
That is a total lie.
It's like,
that's not only a total lie.
What about the guys
that
That
is the usual JP Benedict. Basically, just... I don't know. Just exaggerate. That's another JP Benedict exaggeration and assumption of something that he's totally incorrect on. So I got nothing to add.
Well, I'm just telling you where I come down on this, okay?
Okay.
Oh, I love it.
Where do I come down on it? That's what I want to know.
Well, I think Judge Sanborn is just being nice to you, because I think he agrees with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're trying to do, and well, that's okay. I'm not even gonna go there. It's okay.
I'm pretty easy right now. I'm feeling pretty good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What about your bracket? What about your bracket?
Oh, it's nothing to do with brackets. My focus is clearly on something else.
Indian Wells?
I'm deciding which pick the Bills are going to take, the Giants or the Colts. That's my focus.
Dude, what an exciting time to be a Bills fan. Seriously.
We actually have a general manager. Well, you know what it is? As I was telling this guy, right, here's a quick deal, okay? This doesn't guarantee the Bills are going to find the best quarterback, but it's just the fact that they have a guy – in Brandon Bean, who logically makes trades to get to that person.
Is
you know what I mean? I mean, it's not.
He's been planning this for a year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I agree with what. You know, Sal Capaccio is one of my favorite guys in Buffalo. He's one of the best. The second they traded down last year is when they started this process. The absolute second. I hope we don't make a mistake in getting, you know, a veteran and overpay like Kirk Cousins or something stupid.
I don't think that's happening.
I will continue to suggest it because I suggested it and I believe in it. They should do what I've suggested. They should, and I know you're probably opposed to it, but they should sign. They should sign A.J. McCarron. Wouldn't have to pay a lot of money to him. And they should select the Heisman winner out of Oklahoma.
No.
That's what I think they should do.
I would say you're partly right. I would say I wouldn't go with A.J. McCarron. I'd go with Josh McCown. And then I would trade up and get Sam Darnold. No, I would. No, really. I would get a Josh McCown, a guy that understands he's the backup, okay? A guy that understands he'll probably start for a little bit until that quarterback is ready to go. I don't want a guy like A.J. McCarron who is going to expect – no, I want a guy, a veteran, a guy who's been in the league for a long time who
one of veterans
can – kind of like what Kurt Warner did for Eli Manning. sort of kind.
Yeah, I was more just criticizing. Yeah. Like, if you have a chance to get into the top three and
you
take
want
like,
a veteran,
one of these
right?
elite guys, you do that. Like, you don't draft Baker Mayfield or whatever.
You know,
what's
I'm
wrong
torn
with
on Baker
Mayfield?
He's just not.
Yeah,
he's not that caliber of prospect. The Bills have the ammo to go get whoever they want, and that's what they should do.
You know, I can't decide who I like better between Rosen and Darnold.
I think you
I like
Rosen.
Baker Mayfield better than both of those
who,
guys.
Who do you like? Who do you like, John?
I think you want the Rosen.
You want the Rosen?
Yeah, I think you want.
I mean,
Rosen.
I'm not totally opposed to Baker Mayfield. I'm not. There's some things I do like, but it's kind of like how I feel about Lamar Jackson. I'm a little scared off by Oklahoma quarterbacks, just like I'm scared off by Louisville quarterbacks. But there's also USC quarterbacks to consider too. So, but
you have the ammo to go get one of the top guys. I think that's what you do. I don't think you think twice about it. I think you just do it.
Yeah, I mean, now they got pick 12, but I think this is what I think they've done. I think they probably reached out to the Giants or the Colts. Say, listen, if we get this pick around this number, would you trade down with us? So now there's no guarantee they're going to get the guy they want, but because all depends what Cleveland does. Let's be honest, guys. Why would Cleveland take Saquon Barkley number one? Why?
Well, if they really think that Tyrod Taylor is a starting quarterback, then they will.
He is a starting quarterback, but to what degree? Like, where's he?
He's not going to turn the ball over to that degree.
Well, yeah, and that's a good trait of his. I mean, it's not, but, you know, you have the top pick of the draft. I mean, even mess the Browns have so many picks. Stop messing around. Get the quarterback at the top and surround them with good talent. I think they're going to take Josh Allen. I really do.
Everybody said my dad likes some of the best out of these guys. But we'll see.
Yeah, I think
who is the Allen
from Wyoming?
A Wyoming guy.
Big arm. That's a guy people think Buffalo may. It just depends who you talk to. I mean, Rosen and Allen fit what Buffalo should get: big arm, big body. You know, that's probably what they should do. Even Darnold to an extent. Baker Mayfield. The problem I have with him is, will his arm and will his size be an issue in Buffalo late in the season?
He's not an elite prospect. You have the
How do you determine if he's an elite prospect? I'm curious.
If he was an elite prospect, he would be talked about as going in the top five.
By the way, you know Baker Mayfield
Wait, so because they're projected to go in the top five, that makes them elite.
Oh, I would.
By the way,
There are so many quarterbacks that have got in the top five that have been awful. So I don't think that.
Yeah, and there are a lot that have gone lower than that have been awful too.
I mean, the odds are a little higher.
You sound like a complete. Well, I'm not gonna say. I'm gonna take the high road here. And not
you just it. You don't want the Bills. You don't want the Bills to get one of the top guys. That's what's really going.
That's
on.
Not it. I actually think Baker Mayfield would be a good fit for the Bills.
I think the Giants become. Of course, I think the Giants
that.
Become. The Giants become an interesting trade partner, where, you know, they could move down to 12 if they so choose.
They're not going to do that.
Why not? I mean, what this?
Why?
This is what I would. Why not? Because
what's
what
your suggestion? I want
to
hear your suggestion.
What if you get What if you get picks 12 and 22? All right. What if the Bills trade you a second round pick? What if they trade you the first pick in the third round, which is actually a valuable pick because that's the third day? I'm going to argue that I would rather have the first pick in the third round than the last pick in the second round. Because the first pick
if
in the
we
third round,
address-
guys slip on the second day. The third day, these guys, these GMs start doing their homework, and they say, oh, man, how'd this guy slip like 15 picks? Then everybody wants that first pick. That's a valuable pick. You could trade down. You could take. And then what if the Bills threw their first-round pick in 2019?
If they get a deal like that where they could address the other needs, the offensive line being one of the number one pressing needs, and to get another running back.
Can.
And,
there's no real elite offensive linemen in this draft. But there are good offensive linemen in the draft. But I think the Giants can take a couple offensive
linemen. About the Notre Dame guard that's projected to go in the top five? Do you have interest in him?
Well, here's what I think the Giants are going to do. If Barkley does not get cut, they're going to take him at number two. And then the Bills will trade with the Colts at three and take whoever's left.
I don't know, man. It's like,
but the Giants could move down twice, too. I mean, the Giants could get real creative here. They're in a good position.
They could do a lot of
things. They could do because don't forget, it all depends where Cousins goes. I mean, if Cousins doesn't go to Denver, the Jets, they're going to be calling the Giants. They all have good draft picks. Cleveland is still going to trade down because Cleveland already has an insane amount of draft picks.
What is
JPP doing? To trade down. I don't know. Cooking dinner. I'm going to go cooking dinner.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm doing.
How did I know?
What do you have tonight there, Mr.
Yeah, so that's
G.
what. But I still think
I'm actually making all my meals for the whole week, D-Flex.
You are?
Personally, I think the Giants. I mean, Eli Manning's 37. How many chances is he going to get at the second pick overall? I probably would take a quarterback, but that's just me.
I don't know. I'm obsessed with Saquon Barkley.
You want him?
I do.
Well, the Giants haven't had an elite running back in a long time, but I'm not big on taking quarterbacks. Unless you're telling me that this is my only issue with the Giants. We got to see what they do do they have a lot of cap room?
The Giants? Gee, I don't even know.
Yeah. If they can address their line in free agency, then I'm okay with them getting Barkley. But if they don't do that, it makes no sense.
You know? I mean,
They need a left tackle. That's why I thought Cordy Glenn would go to Giants, but he didn't. I was a little surprised about that. Cordy Glenn
the New York
is available
football
not
Giants
because
don't.
Of his play. It's just because of Deion Dawkins, who's now going to be a franchise left tackle that they drafted last year. So he's a cheaper alternative.
Yeah. I mean, that's
why
he's available.
This is one of the more fascinating drafts in a long time. I'm going to tell you.
I think it's really exciting.
It really is. There's tons of. Where do you think Kirk Cousins is going to go, guys?
Jets?
I don't know. My money's still on Minnesota. It just makes. To me, if I'm Cousins and if I really want to win, that's where I'm going. Two or three real good cracks at it to win a Super Bowl.
Minnesota needs to get somebody that could put them over.
I mean, they have a really good roster ready to go. They just need a better quarterback.
Well, they do.
And Case Keenum? No, come on.
Is Sam Bradford retiring?
Sam Bradford retiring?
Is he retired already?
Mm-hmm. The Bills rumored to be looking at him. The Bills are rumored to be interested in signing him.
Really?
As a bridge to their... Yep. Look how Derek gets
did you just say bridge?
Down? Yeah. You know how appealing that is to Derek?
What kind of bridge is this?
Brooklyn?
Verrazano?
No, because you have to pay too much to get over Verrazano.
Goffles?
No, I got a better bridge for you.
What bridge you got?
Outer bridge.
A bridge that used to cost $4 that costs like $9 now. I got a better bridge.
How much is it to get? How much is it to go over these bridges now? Like $30 a piece? I mean, how much is it now?
I don't even know. I'm glad I got Easy Pass.
I wonder why people are leaving the area. I wonder why.
I got a bridge for you. I got a bridge for you. As a matter of fact, they're on the line right now. A bridge.
Oh, here we go.
Decided to join us. Bridge, you're on the line.
You forgot to mention that they don't really take pictures. They just take pictures of the people now, for this whole, the cars. I mean,
that's true. He's off.
What if a shark went through the toll?
If a shark went through the toll, I don't know. If a shark flew across the toll, I would strip naked and run across. Whoa!
You don't really. What's up, Jaina?
Huh?
What's going on?
Nothing much. How are you?
Okay. I'm good. I'm quite giddy.
Shark?
Yes. Ottawa won tonight. I'm giddy.
Did they?
Yes.
Yeah, but the Panthers lost, so that sucks.
Arizona won last night, so that was good.
I can see why you're giddy. It's all lining up.
All lining up? Because I can tell you right now, Las Vegas has odds posted on who's going to get the number one pick.
Oh, there's odds for that?
Yeah. Three of the original six are favored at 1-1. Rangers, Chicago, Montreal, trifecta. Everybody else, 1,000,000-1.
You know, the Rangers have never won one of these, though.
That's not the change. Sabres have never won one either. They've only gone down in their lottery history. They've never gone up. Never, not once.
You know, I know this is going to sound crazy, but we got another caller. Yes, folks.
There it is, glory.
Yeah, I mean, we have another caller, 912, so this is the Hard Hit Show. You're on.
War.
Oh, fix.
What?
What is going on?
What's next, Bachelor?
What's going on?
Bachelor's fucking he's fucking his room, doing something with his transgender. What? Did I say that?
Whoa. Apples, what's going on, man?
Not a whole lot, fellas. What's up tonight? How's this catered West Coast time going for you?
Catering nights, 8 o'clock. You know right, John?
Yeah, I love catered o'clock.
Me too.
Catered o'clock.
Oh, listen to Jane F. Jealous that things aren't catered for his candy use.
Oh, I think it's great.
This is Jane catered. F.
This is
like breakfast.
Jane
it's
F.
11
is
o'clock
like catered time loom.
Right.
It's breakfast.
Jane F. just had his Wheaties and he's ready to go for the day.
Hey, I mean, Brian requested this show. You wanted a real time, and I gave you a real time. Yes.
Sort of.
Normal. Yeah, it worked out.
Well, I wake up at 4:30 in the morning, so I appreciate it.
I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, so I'm lazy, clearly.
Oh. Yeah, that's early.
Yeah, it is. I'm just hoping that the snow holds off.
Snow? What snow?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this snow.
We
keep using.
We had the storm of the century this weekend. Doppler radar, rainstorm everywhere. Whole weekend.
You're forgetting about the Tony Tone Tone. It never rains in Southern California.
Dude, I took the I-5. John, I don't know if you remember this. I took the I-5 right through L.A. Saturday night.
Yeah.
I've lived here 11 years. I have never seen that road with no cars on it like Saturday. Everybody, it rains here. It's like acid. It's like it's going to melt people. It's rain, people. It's not like a snowstorm or an ice storm. I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. I was hydroplaning a little bit, but come on. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Oh.
That's what sounds like after he gets pulls the thing out of his transgender room. What?
Whoa!
Are we all ready for baseball this year, guys?
You know what? Despite some of these button pushes, I actually am very excited for this season.
Yeah. You should be.
Bring on 2019.
That's the year. Why? What happened this year? What's your expectation this year, Colin? What is for 2018?
40 wins.
40?
When you get those 40 wins, we'll be all right.
Take it to
as
the
Yankee
bank,
fan,
baby.
As a Yankee fan, I expected 40 wins by my Memorial Day.
40 wins? Are you nuts? Oh, man. What's amazing? Colin is a Braves fan, and the Braves used to be awesome, and now the expectation is 40 wins. Let's go to 2019.
Some might construe what you just did there as a button push, sir.
It's not.
Hey,
no, but
Colin,
you know what?
Isn't it funny that your team used to be good, but now it sucks?
I give Colin full scores because a lot of Braves fans jumped up the bandwagon, and he's still 100% in.
There's no guarantee that they're going to suck.
I'd say it's pretty likely, dude.
I'd say 70 wins, maybe, realistically. 70?
What is the
That'd be overachieving, I think, 70 wins. 75.
Wow. Oh, maybe Brian, maybe we can get Benny from the Bronx to get a bet for us in Vegas.
Oh, Benny from the Bronx right now is doing well.
You know what? I haven't heard from that guy in a long time.
The Jets have.
He's probably stroking it to
the NFL Combine.
To that Pfizer guy that they traded for the next Green Bay quarterbacks.
Did you hear that Drew Brees is meeting with Minnesota? Oh, I'm sorry, Drew Brees is meeting with Minnesota. And there's rumors the Bills have contacted him as well.
The Bills are all in.
Drew Brees isn't leaving Buffalo. I mean, in New Orleans, he's not doing it. He's using his leverage.
Maybe he'll go to Minnesota.
That could be possible. That would change the whole equation. Because then Cousins maybe would go to New Orleans.
I don't understand.
Are you talking about Cousins?
What is the big deal about Kirk Cousins? I mean, I just don't see it.
He's a pretty good, because it's not that often a quarterback's his age and his production become available. That's why it's a big deal.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's more. I don't know. I'm not a big fan.
He's okay. I mean, he's all right. He's not.
Well, I think Minnesota makes the most sense. I think him on that team could be really, really good. Him on the Jets, him on even the Bills. He's got to be on a team like Minnesota that's ready to win right now.
See, that's like the Redskins deciding, oh, let's trade for Alex Smith. Like, Alex Smith is a solid quarterback, but, you know, what's the difference? Well, that's right. They don't have to pay. The premium, I guess. I don't know.
He's a vanilla Tyrod. I mean, let's just call it like we say.
Did you say vanilla?
Yeah, no, just he's boring. He's, you know, something else.
Wait a second. Whoa. You said vanilla. That could be interpreted a lot of different ways. I mean,
if this was Kevin Nash, he'd be
it's a compliment.
Oh my God.
He is a vanilla Tyrod. He's white.
White.
Well, that's, I don't see color, Derek. Sorry.
I couldn't help myself there. I just had
to. So, Brian, you were talking about his personality or his flavor of football, right? Like it was a vanilla midget?
Right.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I know. You
need to be focused on something else.
Yeah, that's crazy.
JPG is hot and bothered right now. Believe it, JNF, okay?
Okay.
I got a question, JPG.
What's up, dude?
What are your expectations for the Bears this offseason?
Really?
You got a young quarterback, a young running back. He buttered you up perfectly. It's like buttered me up for Link.
Would you like to hear my expectations for the Giants next year? For this
no,
year?
I want you to talk about the Bears. Like, let's. You know what? I'll give you your moment of glory.
I have a prediction on who they're going to sign. Probably that helps.
Who?
Allen Robinson.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's good. He's a stater, of course he's good.
And
he didn't play for Sandusky, so yeah, he's fine.
Come on already.
Did I just I listen, I got you gotta call it like I see it.
I expect the Giants to win like 4 games and just be last place for the next 2-3 years. So that's my expectation. And I also expect Odell Beckham to implode and turn and do some other crazy thing.
Here's the funny thing,
all season.
The Giants can win 4 games this year, 3 games next year, and 2 games next year. Dun, 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 dun. Sunday Night Football for the 4th time. The Giants are on. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Al Michaels.
It's just ridiculous.
There's nothing better.
And the Cowboys and the Giants.
I never forget you said that. It can't be any better than this. The Giants on Sunday Night Football. I was like, are you kidding me, dude? I said, I'm going to get a lot of things on
these. You know what? The topper for me was when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, Al Michaels did not realize the game was over. He had no call. I mean, the Eagles finally win a Super Bowl, and he doesn't have a call. Like, that tells you right there. He must have had the Patriots. He must have had Brady and the Patriots. They must have been ramming him from the back.
It still feels very weird to say what you just said, by the way.
What did I say?
That the Eagles actually are Super Bowl champions. That's still kind of weird for me to process.
They did it.
All the games I went to for so long, and they were so bad. It's just so weird that they.
So should I play some like elevator music or some emotional music now? You lack political care. I wish I could.
No. No. The mystery.
You got to deliver some production for this show, so we can have some violins. Some violins right now for Brian. This is great.
The quiet speaks volumes.
I'm trying to think about what to say. I wanted to actually say something to Brian, actually, about something funny. But I forgot what I wanted
to
say.
You wanted to tell me about... I don't know.
Are you talking to Chris Watzell?
We need Chris on this show. Can you call up? It's been a long time.
Chris doesn't call into my show, so I don't know.
I know. I'm a little upset.
Well, Brian, this is what I wanted to say to you. Remember the NBC 6?
Oh, yes.
Dude, I haven't heard that from you in a long time.
I forget how it goes. Oh, wait. We got a great one for you. Flyers, Rangers, live. At the same time, we have Connor McDavid versus Patrick Laine. Pay no attention. Flyers, Rangers. Jack Eichel, generational talent versus Connor McDavid. Pay no attention. Blackhawks, Red Wings. Dun, 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 dun. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
I want to say something about the NBC 6. Remember that? So, like, I wanted to say something about how, like, NBC has something about football going on with their NFC East and, like, the NFC 4, whatever.
By the way, if you want to watch a good hockey game tomorrow, watch Winnipeg versus Nashville.
Winnipeg versus the Boston Caps tonight with Dynamite.
If there's one regular season game to watch this year, that's probably the one to do tomorrow.
That's the rematch.
Yes.
Of Winnipeg's choke.
The last one was what? 6-5? 6-5 in overtime?
Excellent.
Western Conference Final.
Benny from the party was the
Oh, that's right. It probably can be because Nashville could wind up in the other bracket. I don't know. Wait.
It's hard to say. Who knows? I still can't figure out the hockey playoff system. I mean, that and I still can't figure
out
the division.
They screwed up the hockey playoff system. It's just like anything hockey. It's just there's just a bunch of retards that run it. I mean, they have no idea about anything. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
Roar. Play dangerously.
I think we should let John Giannorio run the hockey. He has a better
idea. He would do a better job, probably. Even though he doesn't know what he's doing.
Bold prediction. I haven't done the bold prediction on the front.
Oh, no. Don't steal my thunder. I've just been appointed NHL commissioner.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I want to hear what you say. I want to hear what your ideas are.
Hear ye.
Here we go.
I hereby declare that random ass cities like Nashville will no longer have a hockey team.
Oh.
Ooh. Nashville has the best fans, man.
No. I don't. Not feeling it. All right.
How do you feel about Las Vegas?
First of all, don't give me this crap that Nashville has the best fans. Give them Robin Leonard for 3 years and then like get back to me how many seats are in the crowd there. Next.
All right.
Give them Tim Connolly and let's see how they do.
Tim Connolly, wow.
You know what?
Yeah, so anyway.
Vegas may keep his team, but only as a way of enticing Derek Felix to come visit.
What happened with Vegas? Can you repeat that, John? Sorry.
Yeah, Vegas can keep their team, but only as a way of enticing Derek to come visit. What's up?
Taylor Hall, the Devils visit Las Vegas. It's your chance to see a great game.
You know what, Derek? Unfortunately, it's a chance I'm going to pass on probably.
I think the fact that Las Vegas has such a great record is an embarrassment to the NHL right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no other way of spinning that one.
It's an embarrassment that they're so good.
Yeah.
Whoever
like,
did the expansion should be rounded up and put out for pasture.
Wait a second.
Disgrace.
What's embarrassing?
Can I ask you one question?
The fact that Vegas is so good, that's an embarrassment.
William Carlson was like a fourth line player at Columbus, and he's a plus 38. I mean, how does that happen?
I don't know.
You could also thank the Panthers for donating Jonathan Marchessault and Riley Smith.
Oh, I'm starting a petition. I want the Sabres to fold and reincorporate in a tax friendly state, name themselves the Sabres, and they'll actually be better off. Give up Jack. Who cares? I mean,
Brian,
it doesn't matter.
Brian, this is what you're
the Delaware Sabres.
Yeah, incorporated in Delaware.
Incorporated in Delaware. The Buffalo Sabres of Delaware.
I have an idea. Let's put hockey back in the Mexico.
Oh, yeah, incorporate them in Mexico. Then they can vote in our elections and the Mexican election.
See, this show we can talk about this stuff.
Let's put hockey back in Atlanta.
No.
Why? Why does hockey need to be in Atlanta?
Why? Why? So my favorite player can get killed again? No. No.
Oh, come on. Yeah, Daniel Snyder. Hey, that was the end of Danny's career.
Okay.
At least he wasn't rifled. That,
well, if he had been around longer, he might have been. So.
How come Danny Heatley wasn't put into jail for that?
Drunk driving with dignity.
I'm going to have to do the sports
drunk, athlete. Just drove like a maniac.
Did you see this thing with OJ, how he somewhat confessed in 06? Did you see this?
Yeah.
What? I was reading about it, yeah.
He's a psychopath. I mean, everybody knows. You know what I mean?
Well, what
happened? John, have you seen him in Vegas? He's all over the place in Vegas.
I'm gonna have to find out where he is and go find him, I think.
You should.
I don't think that's good idea, JPG. He might leave a glove at the scene. Whoa.
I don't think that's a good career move for you. I would definitely stay away from hotels.
My guess, John, he's probably at the old strip. I don't think he's the kind of guy to be hanging at the new strip. He'll lead the Golden Nugget signing autographs.
Oh, God. You're probably right.
Yeah. He's at the Binions. He's not at the Mirage.
No.
Oh, he's definitely. I'm glad he wasn't in the Mandalay Bay. Too soon? I don't know.
How soon? Is he still trying to get his memorabilia back?
Oh, no.
Oh, he's still looking for the real killers, there.
Has he tried looking in the mirror and see what he's projecting himself as?
I don't think he has. Back in the day, too. Sadly.
CPG dropped off. Maybe he'll call back. He must have just, had a damn
I think OJ Simpson murdered him. Whoa.
Maybe the NSA heard us and took him off the air.
I'm worried about JPG now because we just talked about OJ Simpson and also the JPG went from talking to
just
appearing off our line. What the hell?
Yeah. Sorry.
What are the odds of that? Very good.
That's good. I still can't believe OJ actually is outside now and living.
What's up, Brian? You said what does OJ Simpson do lately?
He's in Vegas. He hangs out in Vegas.
You said he does something? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. What does he do? No, I was just teasing.
I thought there was more to the story. Sorry.
He probably signs autographs outside the sleaziest casinos in Vegas.
Oh, okay.
I hope JPG doesn't hang out at sleazy spots.
I don't think so.
Who knows what JPG does at nighttime in Vegas? Remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
There is a lot to do in Vegas at night. That is for sure.
Let's talk about Odell Beckham and his decay.
No.
You don't want to talk about him?
Yes.
How am I feeling?
Yes.
Wait, I want to ask Justin one question. What do you do with Odell Beckham?
Give him this year.
Give him this year, yeah. And if he doesn't put up 100 catches and he acts like a retard, get rid of him.
I don't know. I don't think this coach is going to tolerate it, so whatever.
Well, we know the GM, Gettleman, will not tolerate it.
I'm saying the coach also, though, I'm saying. Whatever it is, I don't know. I don't know much about the football, whatever.
He had my favorite substance in his hotel room.
cocaine.
Oh. But I heard it was like an old thing. I don't know, from college?
It is. I don't think it was. No, it was definitely not college. God, where do people actually come up with that?
It's pretty simple with Odell Beckham. It's a talent against baggage. It just depends on what's bigger, whether you keep him or not.
Oh, my God. Brian, you just reminded me.
Whoa. I'm scared.
You just reminded me of something. You want to know what it is?
Sure.
Have you ever seen that god-awful show on the Game Show Network, Baggage, with Jerry Springer?
No, I have not.
It's terrible.
Oh, my God. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Dating. I've seen it a couple times, like more than a few months ago with my friend. And it's a dating game. And, like, it's either a man or a woman, the contestant, right? And they have this, like, luggage, like, bag, you know? And, like, they reveal baggage about themselves. It's called Baggage.
Oh,
and
no.
Whoever,
oh,
like, it's terrible.
Oh, come
it's,
on.
Some of these people have such terrible baggage.
Like, they could have committed a crime or something. It's just, like, borderline absurd.
No.
My Jerry Springer always says, let's reveal more baggage.
Oh, come on.
Terrible.
Baggage.
Shark baggage.
By the way, Venus Williams up 6-3, 3-0 on Serena.
Wait, Serena's losing to her sister by that long?
Oh, yeah, Serena's getting smoked. Although Serena might break her now, she's down 3-0 in the second set. But Serena just spotted her a little bit. Now she's gonna get serious.
Why so serious?
Yes, sir.
Bracketology? What?
Yeah, I have nothing for that. I really don't.
I renewed our bracket thing.
I know. Oh, I put my entry in there. Did you see my name?
Did you really?
Well, did you put a Dick Vitale for the championship?
No, Lenny, Jersey-born. Jersey-bred.
Well,
no, Serena just
Dick
broke Venus. Here she goes.
I can't believe she's playing her sister again. Kind of weird.
Oh, they rigged it for the. They rigged it. They wanted them playing on a Monday night. That's the tickets this event. Tomorrow's draw is the worst I've ever seen. I mean, whoever's going that.
Is it that bad?
I mean, well, Baghdatis is probably the highlight of the day. He's still in there.
Leonard Jersey Bourne.
That's right. I made my picks in 2 minutes. I ended up with Purdue in the final.
Purdue.
Against North Carolina.
Andy
and I think I've
special. Turned
away. Yep. Yeah, I like Purdue this year, actually. I know some things about some teams. I'll tell you one thing that's a joke. All right, I'll tell you this, because I've watched this team twice, and I actually do know a little about it because I listen to Buffalo Station so much. St. Bonaventure being as low as seeds they are is a disgrace. All right, let me just put that out there.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Like a 23 or 22 RPI? I mean, come on, dude.
You know who
else should not
be a 10 seed?
Who?
Providence as a 10 seed is a disgrace.
No, I think they should because of their coach.
No, let me tell you something,
I think they
man.
Should be out of
Ed
tournament.
Cooley, dude, I think Providence could beat North Carolina in the second round.
No.
I think they could.
No.
They could give them a game.
Watch out for
that
Rhode
Island. That guy's a good coach, man.
You mentioned St. Bonaventure, man. I mean, St. Bonaventure, if they win that game, I think they could go pretty deep because Florida's vastly overrated. You know, Florida loses that game regardless, I think, to whoever wins. But one of those play-in teams always seems to make it to the Sweet 16, so that's probably
Peralta
right there against Florida.
Florida's way overrated.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick.
SEC
I'm gonna
had
pick
a pretty
Arizona
strong year
State.
Though. They had 8 teams in the tournament.
Yeah, it's,
right?
They have a good showing, but I don't think anyone's really that strong.
I'm gonna take Arizona State to beat Syracuse. I don't think Syracuse is that good.
No. Arizona State has really played bad the last month and a half. I'm going with Syracuse on that one.
Syracuse is very thin, though. I mean, he's a little long in the tooth, and he doesn't play enough guys. I think I would go Arizona State. You really going
to Syracuse is one of those quintessential tournament teams, you know. They just always seem to start playing well right about now.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do much by
I don't know. You think they'll beat them? You do.
Yeah, right. But again, I only watch these teams a handful of times, so I can't sit here and say I know so much
about
them.
How about taking Davidson to beat Kentucky in the first round?
Don't know enough about Davidson, so he's going to help me.
Davidson probably
won't happen, man.
Davidson has some really good guards. They could really shoot. And they play Carolina tough. They lost by 10 points to Carolina. And they also played Virginia. Lost by 20.
They'll just get out depth, though. That's where it comes in. You know, the first half, they'll hang around. Even the first 30 minutes. The last 10 minutes, as UGA showed the other day, Kentucky will just out depth you. You know, you get into foul trouble, those little teams. Davidson might be 6 deep, 7 deep. Kentucky's 12 deep. And, you know, that's the difference.
How good is Cincinnati? I mean, they were 2 seed.
They're good.
Yeah, I don't know. They had a good record, I saw. They lost
they're good.
4 games, that's it. So I don't know how well that
they're
conference
they're what St. John's
conferences up. So I don't know what who's coming or going in the conferences. But
that guy's
like
a pretty good coach.
Steep for them, man.
This is the first time
Serena
and Venus have played anywhere else.
I'm kind of liking this potential Xavier versus either Gonzaga or Ohio State Sweet 16. I think that could be pretty good. Perhaps.
Yeah, I think that game is one of the more intriguing games. That it seems like it comes down to that Kentucky, Arizona. Who are you going to pick there? Who are you going to pick? Ohio State, Gonzaga. Yeah, that'll
don't
be a tough game.
Don't sleep on the Bulls.
Buffalo.
No,
maybe.
That's right.
I think Buffalo can beat Arizona.
They're pretty good. They're not. I don't think they'll win, but don't be shocked if that's a close game. They're pretty.
I think people are underselling
Michigan. You want to hear how sad things are right now?
Sure.
St. Bonaventure is generally a Western New York team, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That area has 2 teams in the tournament. How many does New York City have?
Just Iowa.
Zero.
That's it.
Zero. I rest my case. Disgraceful.
Chew on that, St. John's. Keep living in the past.
Wagner does not get it done for whatever reason. They play. They like they. Dude, Wagner. Wagner did not lose a. Brian. Wagner did not lose
Wag
a whole game
tail.
The entire year. They were undefeated the entire year, and then they just laid an egg in the final against LIU.
Rich Kotite is in their Wall of Fame. That's all you need to know about Wagner. There's nothing else to discuss.
Wait, they put St. Bonnie's as a play-in against UCLA? Oh, jeez.
That's disgraceful. UCLA's not that good either.
UCLA fucked at gmail.com.
They're a one-man team. They're a one-man team.
Send email to this address, UCLA fucked at gmail.com.
You know who their best player is? Their best player is you know who their best player is? Their best player is Welsh, the white player. I mean, and when they were playing against in the tournament or in the game that I watched, they did not give him the ball once in overtime. And he's like he gets rebounds, he gets points, he's really good. He's a senior.
Mm-hmm.
He's their best player.
Mm-hmm.
Holiday just chucks his balls off. He's like a Russell Westbrook in the making.
Russell Westbrook.
By the way.
Well, can we go back and talk about some of these seedings, though? You know, like I said, how St.
Sure.
being in the playing game is a disgrace. You know? But how does the SEC champion, Kentucky, have a seed that's higher than Tennessee and Auburn? You know, that's
pretty ridiculous.
Auburn's a team I really like too, by the way. I would say of all the teams in the SEC, I think Auburn has the best chance to go to Final Four. Anybody disagree?
No, I think Auburn's pretty good.
Auburn was playing really well, and then they got beat pretty bad the other day in the SEC tournament. But some, you know, that's not always the, you know,
that's a good thing.
Writing on the wall necessarily. You know, Florida had an exit early last year in the SEC tournament. They ended up going to the, I think, the Elite Eight or at least the 16. So,
yeah,
sometimes
that's
kind of a good
thing. I kind of like
this.
I kind of like this. I don't think that'll happen, but there's this potential for Wichita State against Marshall, but I'm pretty sure that Wichita State will win.
I don't know
but,
about Wichita State.
That'd be one where I'd be worried about Marshall a little bit there because they're kind of like, just think Wichita State, you kind of like don't even think about it, but that's one of those ones that always seems to bite you in the ass.
Everybody says Villanova has an easy road.
I follow Wichita State, and I'm telling you, they haven't been playing great the last couple months.
I would worry a little bit about if Alabama can be the first team and they play Villanova. That would be a scary matchup if I was Villanova, just because Alabama.
I think people underestimate Alabama's got that. Got that really good.
You know they've
kid.
Got the athletes. You know they've got the athletes. And,
they could give them a game.
You know, they were playing pretty well. Kind of had nothing to lose in basketball. You know everything.
This is
going to
sound nuts. But I kind of feel like Villanova, like your second round matchup, if it's West Virginia in the third round, the round of 16, those will be harder matchups than whatever they get afterwards. That's how I feel. I don't think Purdue has enough to beat them. Let's put it that way. I've seen Purdue. Yeah.
Purdue's very capable, but they didn't play great down the stretch, but they're very capable.
Well, they have to have the big guy, but their best player is really good. I mean, he can do a lot of pretty well put together team.
I think they got a chance. I really do. You know, I can never trust Virginia.
Their bracket,
their section
sets up for them to go through Purdue. I'm looking at their section right now. I don't think that's bad. I don't think that's a bad section. It kind of looks like a Texas Tech-Purdue matchup.
But it is Purdue. Purdue is fine. Most of them is a lot early.
They have kind of screwed up through the pooch in the past, but that's a
much dearer to life.
It's a different year. Senior Hall's got three seniors. If they can get through
Senior
NC
Hall
State.
Senior Hall can't lose by enough, in my opinion. So, there you go. I don't know. I don't root for Big East schools. I root for them all to lose. Every single one. If we're not in, I don't want them. I don't want them there. Get them out. Get them out of my hair. I don't want to see them. It's just,
get
I don't know. I. Yeah. No more Mr. Nice Guy for the St. John's alum. It's over. Unacceptable.
I can't believe that Dick Vitale picked Michigan State to win the tournament. They're going to forget.
Oh, come on.
Else.
Dick Vitale has his favorite coaches. I mean.
Tom Izzo, I kind of thought
it lined up pretty good for Michigan State, to be honest with you. I think Duke's overrated, too. And they're in Kansas. I don't think Duke's overrated at all, man.
I think Bagley will destroy
Michigan State. Should have been the number one seed in that bracket. You know,
Here's the one thing about Kansas. I agree with Colin because the one thing about Michigan State that I've noticed, and this is just a very basic thing, when people expect them to do great, they don't. But when people don't expect them to do great, they do.
Right.
Like they're always like, remember that year they were 8 seed, they went all the way. You know, they're never. I don't know what it is. They just, you know. Big Ten was pretty competitive this year. It was very top-heavy, though. Ten wasn't very
good. There's a team in here you look at and you just cannot pick. And that, I'm talking not, you know, obviously not one of the 15 teams, but, you know, somebody in the 8, 9, maybe even lower than that range. I mean, you just look at them and just say, no. I can't.
No.
Like, for me, it's like Houston at number 6 seed down there.
They're gonna lose.
For whatever reason. I just look at San Diego State and I just think that they're better. I don't know why. Clemson's another one. I can't trust them as a 5 seed at all.
I think they're pretty solid, though. I know they're playing New Mexico State.
That would be a scary proposition, Clemson, there, to go with them.
Probably.
Hey, Brian? No. Brian?
No?
What happened to Brian?
Disappeared?
Voodoo.
Oh, God. JPG must have just, like, left because he was cooking something. He's so weird.
Yeah, OG.
He's so weird. Oh, God. What an oddball.
JPG got OG.
JPG's alive. He just messaged me. So he's not dead yet.
Oh, man. You following any spring training?
I haven't followed too much. Man. I didn't watch the Braves play the Yankees for a little bit the other day. But there's, you know, I think the Yankees ended up winning in the end. They walked off on the Braves bullpen, so I'm just getting used to that. Watching that happen 30, 40 times again this year.
Who's their closer? Oh, wait, it's that ex-Yankee guy and that ex-Cub guy, right? The young pitcher?
Danny Discaino, the Braves closer.
I like him.
He's pretty decent, actually.
He's actually pretty decent, man. I actually think he could be a breakout guy.
Yeah, he's actually one of my radar for a while. Yeah, he's pretty good, actually.
His name is Aranis Vizcaíno. He's been, I think he's like on his third or fourth organization.
He used to throw over 100 miles an hour, but, yeah, he has some arm trouble.
Wasn't topping out, no.
He throws 96, I'd say 97. He throws pretty hard.
You don't have to, yeah, if you throw 95, 96, and you could put your fastball where it needs to go, then you're fine.
Yeah.
I think he could save 30 games at least.
Yeah. Oh yeah. For whatever reason, they would the past couple of years they've been using Jim Johnson, you know, in those high leverage situations. He just sucked. If they had stuck with Vizcaíno the whole time, they might have won. You know, maybe
why,
he's been
why
more games over
that's
the course
like,
of the last couple of years.
That's like so I ridiculous. Know. I mean, if you're going to, like, I didn't understand that myself. Like this guy is a guy that's tailor-made to be a closer in the future, and you just, like, your team is young. Like, he should be the guy.
I never understood it, why they even brought back Jim Johnson. I don't think they did this year, but it seemed like they were just using him for half the year and then trading him at the deadline for something, you know?
Doesn't make any sense to me,
but
makes no sense.
Jim Johnson sucks.
Oh, man. how do guys like Jim Johnson stay in the league? That's what I want to know.
Just got a rubber arm. Need some innings. He can give you some innings. That's about it. All he's good for. Give you innings. He's a no-nonsense guy. Grizzled vet.
Grizzled vet. He's got moxie.
You know what's funny?
Uh-huh.
The radio station here, they have played more Yankee preseason games than, like NHL, like, Devils or Islanders games in the last, like, 2 weeks or something. I mean, we get Sterling, he gets jacked up for these games. When somebody hits a home run, he just gets jacked up. I can't wait to hear his Jake Carl stats and call. I mean, what's that going to be like?
When he strikes out for the first of 200 times? You know, I've noticed something about Giancarlo Stanton this year a little. Maybe it's I don't know if it's a little different than what it normally was, because I watched him. Of course, he was on the Marlins against the Braves all those times. But it seems like he's almost standing at the plate, aiming for right field, you know? Does that make any sense? You know what I'm trying to say? Like, he's almost trying to go the other way with it rather than pull so much. And that's going to really help him out if he can, you know, get that swing down. Because he's got enough power to go, you know, anywhere, of course, out of the ballpark.
Well, with the short
grind to not pull the ball so much and try to go the other way, he's liable to really break out.
See, if he does that, he'll really do well.
He's so big anyways. He stands on top of the plate and then tries to go to right field with the ball more. I think it'll do a lot of good for him. Rather than try to, you know, extend and cover the outside part of the plate pulling the ball, he's actually just trying to meet the ball out there and go with it, because you can't pitch him in. He'll kill you in, you know. So I always wonder that. Jason Hayward's another guy that baffled me. He stands so far away from the plate. It's like, just stand on top of the thing and, you know, go to left field a little bit. Do a hell of a lot better. But I don't know. If Giancarlo Stanton's using right field, man, this year, he should be able to bat 300. You know, and have, of course, have a ton of strikeouts and walks, homers. But, you know, can't beat that. He's got some
definitely
more lineup protection than he'll ever have, you know.
Mm-hmm. Look, I mean, you got Didi. They might bat Didi third in between Judge and Stanton. Judge will bat second, and Didi would bat third, and then Stanton would bat fourth. And then I guess, who would bat fifth? I guess Sanchez. And I guess maybe Redbird would bat sixth. It's pretty crazy. I don't know. It's crazy thing, what they can do, what their lineup might be. It's a scary lineup. That's what it really is. I think the Astros have just a scary lineup probably too. I mean, they got Carlos Correa, Altuve, George Springer leading off as well.
Yeah, Burgers McCann.
Yeah.
For a few burgers.
Hey, McCann was clutch. Burgers. McCann was clutch last year for the playoffs.
Yeah, they still have Gattis. Gattis put some homers for you. And Josh Reddick's not a bad player.
Josh Reddick was
really
probably
good
last year for him.
Probably the team to beat still, Houston. It'll be a good division, that AL West, I think. You know, aside from Oakland and
I'd like to see how the Angels do.
Yeah, the Angels and Seattle are interesting teams. You know, Seattle's kind of
on
the radar again, but they got some good players out there too.
The Angels made a lot of good moves. So, is this the year that Mike Trout gets back to the playoffs?
Well, you got to think they're one of probably the top five or six teams in the American League. So, I mean, top five to get in. So, yeah, I'd say they have a shot. You know?
How about the Twins? I mean, they signed Lance Lynn. I saw that. They have a great lineup.
Yeah, well, hard to imagine how quickly they turned that around. You know, they're one of the worst teams a couple of years ago and then made the playoffs last year.
Well, they got the big star, the big star at center field.
Yeah. Byron Buxton.
I mean, he's going to have a monster.
Down my way in Georgia.
He's going to be a monster this year. I mean, who's closing for the Twins, though? Do they have a closer?
I don't remember who it was last year. They had that guy,
they traded
or something
the,
like that.
They traded him
okay,
to the Nats, and he's still left the Nats.
Okay. Man, I don't know who it is then. They must have somebody that they were using.
They did at the end of the year. I'm just trying to
trying to remember who.
Did they bring back Everyday Eddie? Everyday Eddie, did he come back?
Eddie Rosario?
Eddie Guardado. Eddie Guardado. He's old now. It's probably not him. He's from 10 or 15 years ago. The corpse of Joe Nathan, is he still around?
Oh my, he's retired, actually, finally.
Who's retired?
Joe Nathan.
Oh, Joe Nathan, wow.
I think he is. I don't think he's still around. No, he's been retired for a year already. He had a good career. Yeah, a really good career. You know, he saved almost 400 games.
No, I didn't even think he'd be up there that high. That's pretty amazing.
377, Paula. Staff.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, don't forget he was a big closer for the Twins for a long time. I mean,
I understand that. Yeah. I couldn't think he had that long.
He also had the Giants, I think, a couple of years.
He wasn't a closer with the Giants, actually. They made that trade. What the hell was the trade again? What the hell did they get back for him? Trying to remember. No, I'm actually going to cheat and look it up. And then I'm going to see who it is, and I'm going to be like, how the hell did I not get it? I can't remember who the trade was.
The Giants for Joe Nathan? Is that what happened?
Oh, my. Yeah. Traded by the Giants with, oh, my God. This was terrible. This got to be one of the worst trades ever. Traded by the Giants with Lou Fonzer and Francisco Lariano to the Twins for A.J. Pershinsky and cash. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. Lariano was great for a couple of years before he messed up his arm. Then he wound up going to the Pirates. Kind of became good again. Yeah, that was a terrible trade. Oh, my God. I knew it was bad. I forgot that Lariano was in the deal. He traded Lariano.
Pershinsky must have retired, too, now. And I forgot he caught for Atlanta. Was it last? I guess it was 2 years ago now. I can't remember if Pershinsky was there last year or not.
I mean, Pershinsky was a good player. I'm not knocking him, but
they lost in that trade.
But you
though,
can't
sure.
Like they gave up all that, man. That's crazy. Oh shit! I just made a discovery. Brian David shares a birthday with AJ Pershinsky.
Was he?
Yeah. December 30th, 1976.
Wow.
So Pershinsky's a 76, like a V. Yeah. I'm sure Brian David will be very excited to know that.
Pershinsky was born in 76?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. I didn't know he was 40s. I guess I did.
He's been around for a long time.
Who shares your birthday, Derek? Who's your MLB birthday share?
The best guy that I could think of is Mike Mussina.
Oh, he's pretty good. Mine is Ichiro.
Vernon Wells. Yours is Ichiro. Oh, that's pretty good. Vernon Wells is another guy. Vernon Wells shares my birthday, too. Had a decent career. Zach McAllister, a guy that I covered for Staten Island Yankees. Well, he's now a relief pitcher.
Yeah, what about
McAllister?
Yeah, he was on Cleveland, wasn't he? There for a while. He was a pretty decent pitcher.
He's unsigned right now.
Oh.
Doesn't look. Maybe he's not. I don't think he's signed. Let's see. Yeah, he was a reliever last year for them. He pitched good out of the bullpen for them, but go for a strikeout per inning last year. 2.61 ERA. What's his contract status? Oh, he saw it through this year, actually. He's only making $2.45 million. So he could actually hit free agency in 2019. So McAllister is signed for the 2.45. It's not bad. I covered him. I actually got to cover him when he played for Staten Island. His real name is Zachary Taylor McAllister. I love it.
Zachary.
Taylor. That's a
Zachary
cool
Taylor.
Name.
Any relation to Zach Morris?
Or Tim Taylor?
Tim the tool.
The only thing I don't like about the Cubs roster this year is that, like, they decided to sign that ex-Dodger and make him their closer. I don't like that move at all. But the one area that I'm just a little sketchy on, you know? I'm a little sketchy about that.
I forgot Wade Davis is gone, right? Yeah.
Hold on.
They signed Jonathan Brocks. That slog sewer.
Brandon Morrill is their closer. I mean, that's a risk. And he's a good throw.
He'll get hurt.
He's a very, like, he's always had the ability. He was originally a starter. I just don't, I kind of agree with you. I think he'll get hurt. So, like,
he just has not. There was one year he was on Toronto, and I mean, I was like, wanting to raise trade everything for him, you know? I was like, please bring him to Atlanta. Thank God they did, because he just, I don't know what happened to him, but he sucked for like 3 or 4 years. He's always had
that's the whole thing.
The arm, though, you know?
Like, he did really well with the Dodgers out of the bullpen, but they overused him in the playoffs. Like, they kept bringing him in. It was really stupid. Dave Roberts kept using him. So, like, he had one great run with the Dodgers, and now all of a sudden the Cubs give him a 3-year contract to be their closer. He's got strikeout stuff. But he doesn't have, like, a lot of experience closing games.
No. And he's like, kind of wild, from what I remember. He walks a bit of me.
I don't know. It just seems like a risk to me.
Well, maybe he's
like
there, you know, to kind of bridge the gap while they groom somebody, you know. They had that Carl Edwards.
Like Carl Edwards Jr.?
Yeah.
Edwards Jr.'s hit or miss, though. Edwards Jr.'s hit or miss. I mean, sometimes he can pitch really well, sometimes he just gets bombed. That was probably, like, he had a great first half last year, and the second half kind of was really disappointing.
I think he was a little overworked.
Yeah, I was right. Morrill got destroyed. Used to destroy Morrill. They overused him. He pitched in all 7 games. It had an 8.44 ERA. I don't know what Roberts was thinking. Morrill was, like, used perfectly against the Cubs. And pitched well. They used him in 4 games, though. He was used against Arizona, pitched well, and then he used him in every game, and he got absolutely torpedoed. Like, that's usually not a good sign.
I mean, I know the guys made the World Series last year,
mm-hmm.
and he's been doing well, but Dave Roberts is just not a manager to me. He's just not a – he's just – I don't know what it is about him. He inherited a good
roster
Cubs, and all, you know.
The Cubs aren't paying Morrill. They're not paying Morrill a ton. He makes $9 million this year, $9 million in 2019. 2020, if they want to keep him, it'd be $12 million. It's a $12 million team option with a $3 million buyout. So I mean, it's basically a 2-year contract for $18 million. I mean, that's not bad. I just wonder.
Right.
If it's going to work
out.
I
think they have somebody waiting in the wings. You just got to think they have somebody there that they're grooming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's the answer, like you say.
you know, like Carl Edwards. Carl, you know what the problem with Edwards was? Overused last year by Bad Bad. Bad. I call him Bad Bond. Mad Bad. But he overused
Mad Bond.
Mad Bond. He's a big strikeout pitcher, though. He's only 26 years old. I mean, I don't know. Where the hell did Wade Davis go, anyway?
I want to say he went to the Rockies.
I think you're right. Yeah, he is with the Rockies.
You know, they're a team that could break out. You know, they've got, you know, if they ever get some pitching, they'll be all right.
Hey, I mean, they made the playoffs last year.
Right.
I really wanted to get JPG's opinion of Body by Jake on the Steelings, but you know JPG wouldn't have commented. It's so weird.
Right. No side comments.
Be on the Phillies. No side comments. JF?
What?
What do you think of Body by Jake on the Phillies?
I don't know.
He always gives the standard answer.
I don't know what to say about it.
A little odd, right?
I guess.
You know, it's really only a 2-year contract with a player option. It's not bad. Brian Davis, the return.
Sam Beasley.
What's Brian doing?
Brian Davis probably passed out.
Oh, he's not on the line anymore?
He's been gone for a while. The question is, when will Rob retirement Rob return?
Retirement Rob should return if the Bills get their franchise quarterback in the draft.
Maybe.
Retirement Rob should.
Do you feel like they won't be happy unless they get one of the two guys?
I think they're going to go all in for whoever it is they really want here. Appears that way. I mean, I don't know much about all these guys, you know, other than
Rosa Carl's a really good ball.
You know, I
Rosa Carl's a very good ball.
What makes one better than the other one, you know? I don't know. I guess it depends on what kind of offense you plan on running and things like that. But I guess they're at the point now, the Bills, though, are they going to start whoever it is week one? Is that what the route they're going to take? Or are they going to use a veteran guy like you mentioned, McCarron, coming over there? I think that'd be a pretty good option for him. Bring in AJ McCarron for at least the first few games, you know, to get the, you know, the rookie acclimated to the NFL life and all.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I guess, I mean, are they better off, you know, one way or the other? Yeah, I don't know. I'm always on the side of benching your rookie quarterback for a year or at least half a year, you know, to kind of tank the season, you know, just to get them up to speed, you know, learn the playbook, whatever
the
it is. I mean, how often does a rookie step right in and lead you to the playoffs beyond, you know? I think Ben Roethlisberger did that, you know, won the division or whatever that year.
Sure.
I can't remember the last time a rookie quarterback did all that. You know, Andrew Luck may have had success in rookie year, but other than that, I mean, it's few and far between. So I don't know. It's, like you guys mentioned earlier, it's going to be a very interesting draft. You know, there's a lot of different variables in play with teams that we have interest in. You know, the Giants at 2, and you know, the Bills lurking. A lot of picks, a lot of flexibility. And we you guys want the Giants to do it too. I mean, do you want them to get a quarterback? I mean, do you just get the best player available, which would be Barkley, chances are it too? Do you trade back?
We haven't had a running back in a long time, and I'm a really big believer in that, and I really like to see them do it.
Get the running back and use Eli another year or two, whatever. Doesn't that just suck, though, that dumbass coach into his streak, you know, and now he's going to keep him this year and all that? And that's pretty ridiculous. That would just hurt the shit out of me if I was – I mean, it hurts me anyways. I'm not a fan of the Giants, but if I was a fan of something, you know, watched all 200-something games in a row and for that one idiot coach to ruin that, that would just – that wouldn't fit well with me.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess it's like – we still have to wait. We still have to wait, right? They'll have to wait basically over a month. We got to wait another, like, what, 6-7 weeks until the draft.
Yeah. By then, the Braves will already be out. The Yankees will be in first place. You know, all will be good in the world then. The New York Rangers will be in the playoffs. Deep in our room.
But people understand.
They're
going to
rattle off 10 in a row.
What?
Are people underselling the Red Sox?
I think maybe they're just overselling the Yankees. You know, the Red Sox are, I mean, they won the division last year, right? It seemed like the Yankees won, but I think the Red Sox won the division, right?
I would expect
that
Benintendi would be a monster this year because I think he might be a future batting champion. Benintendi, Andrew Benintendi, and Rafael Devers, that's the other guy. I expect those two guys to be pretty strong. Probably Mookie Betts will probably have a better year than he had last year. So they're pretty loaded too. So I don't know. I mean, it's a two horse race. It's a two horse race for sure. Yeah.
Man,
I don't know how it plays
like
out.
It might come down to one guy. You know, it might come down to David Price. What does Boston get out of him this year? Does he put
him
over?
I think you're right about David Price.
He's kind of like the wild card.
Is the key to that roster. So that is very true.
I mean, I think we know what we're going to get with the Yankees and pretty much with the Red Sox, other than David Price. You know, whatever he gives them might, like I said, define them this year.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's going to do it. I actually got to get some sleep, man.
Really?
I have to. Because I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, right.
No.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. But, we're going to do more shows each day, so. I'll talk some more shows, man. Maybe we could do some more shit tomorrow. Yeah.
Right on.
Sound good?
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Colin. Thank you, Colin, for calling.
Yeah, man.
That was awesome. Thanks to Justin, of course. Thank you to JPG, who did his usual disappearing act. And, of course, Brian David. This was a real fun show to do. I'll try to obviously maybe try to have some Final Four picks finally. And that's going to do it for the show. So, for everybody, this is Derek Felix of Hard Hit signing off. And we'll see you all next time, all right? Have a great night, everybody. Good night.